You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, the other day, I watched a couple of videos that literally had me rolling. The first one was a video from Replicant Fish, and the second one was a stream that Aaron Clary put out, where they both talked about, apparently, a new stat that might be running around. Of course, women on TikTok, you gotta love it. They love putting their misery out to the world. But the topic of both videos were apparently 70% of middle-aged women feel invisible. To which I would say to those women, welcome to the world of the everyday average man. Yeah, ladies, time was never on your side. You see, gentlemen, in the end, the fact that we don't have a biological clock, that is our major advantage. Yeah, ladies, yeah. You thought that you were going to be young and hot for your whole life. However, Father Time took a hatchet to your looks. Hey, guess what? As Morpheus told Neo, welcome to the desert of the real. Now, I went to look for this article. However, I found another interesting article that you guys are going to thoroughly enjoy. Now, of course, I'm going to be talking about old broads. So, of course, I'm going to have hot waifus for you guys to visualize instead of these old miserable battle axes. Now, this article was published on the 30th of January. The exact age women start to feel invisible and how to feel good again. Women reportedly start to feel invisible in both professional and social situations from the age of 36, a study has found. Gentlemen, it is absolutely interesting that the age is set at 36. Now, why is that so interesting? Well, you have to ask this question. What happens to the vast majority of women at age 35? That's right. They enter what is called geriatric pregnancy. And that happens at 35. Yep. That is Mother Nature saying, hey, this woman might not be a viable option for children. Oh, that's gotta be a major damn burn for the vast majority of women. Oh, oh, how the tables turn. Oh yeah, ladies. Oh yeah. So many women, especially these old miserable battle axes, are like, oh my God, it's not fair. I'm an older woman, but I still have value. No, ladies, no. There is no amount of social programming that is going to make an undesirable old woman a viable option in today's dating market. Now, gentlemen, if you will remember, they actually tried to do some social programming through a TV show called MILF Manor, where they had women from 40 to 60 trying to get with men in their 20s. Now, I find that extremely hilarious. There is no shame when it comes to age gap relationships between female to male. However, everybody has a problem when it comes to male to female age gap relations. And they try to shame older men into accepting undesirable old women. However, that is not going to work, especially in this day and age. A survey of 2,000 women revealed that 44% have grappled with feelings of being overlooked and unacknowledged. These feelings have been experienced in social situations, at work, and even within the health care system. Ladies, cry me a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it. Shout out to Terrence Pop for that one. In their jobs, 29% reported feeling less visible after turning 40, with a substantial 60% feeling their views are frequently disregarded due to their age. You know why your views are disregarded? Because no one wants to listen to an old know-it-all woman. The research indicated that 2 out of 5 women have felt particularly neglected after struggling to find clothes that suit them as they age. You know what that is? Women are still trying to compete with the younger women. And that is one of the saddest things ever, to see old women still trying to dress like that they're young. It is absolutely sad. However, I also find it absolutely hilarious because these women still refuse to let go. Over half of those aged over 40 want to inspire younger women to celebrate every phase of their lives to prevent similar feelings and encourage them to embrace their uniqueness. No. That is not a true statement. Those women, no. Those old ass battle axes, no. They're still trying to compete with the younger women. So, in fact, they're actually sabotaging them at every turn. The study commissioned by fashion retailer Class discovered that 3/4 of women believe high street stores favor younger customers. Of course they do. They want young women with tight, supple bodies to be their representative. Yeah, it's nothing sadder than to see an old broad shopping at under 21, or forever 21, excuse me. It is absolutely ridiculous. These women, once again, refuse to acknowledge that they have aged out. The men that they want do not want them. This resulted in many older women feeling unseen and unable to find appropriate outfits for special occasions. Once again, you old ass women have aged out. You still think that you're that hot 20-something, but no, you are not. Dress for your age. In total, 62% of participants believe societal beauty standards have significantly contributed to women feeling invisible. No, it's called you've aged out. Mother Nature has said, you know what? We're going to move you off to the side. You can't produce viable children. You're not young. You're not supple. You've aged out, but you just refuse to accept it. Additionally, 57% think the underrepresentation of women in their 40s and 50s in media plays a significant part. Once again, referring back to the attempt at reprogramming men to desire older women by that show called MILF Manor. No, no amount of social reprogramming is going to convince young men to desire old, over-the-hill, post-wall strags. Not going to happen. Class, a fashion retailer for those over 45, is tackling what director Simon Barnett says is referred to as the quote-unquote invisible woman syndrome. I find it ironic. There is no such thing as invisible man syndrome. You know why? Because us men live in reality. We are quick to say, you know what? These are the cards that I've been dealt. I'm going to play the hand that I'm dealt. And guess what? I'm going to come to terms and accept it. Now, if I want to change some things, I can change. I can tweak some things. But I'm going to play the hand that I'm dealt. Women, on the other hand, no. Remember, gentlemen, DeLulu is the Salulu for these women. Yeah. And everybody makes money off of women's delusions. Barnett continued, stressed the importance of open dialogue, explaining, talking openly about these issues can work towards creating a society where women feel valued and seen at every stage of life. Yeah, right. And I got oceanfront property in Arkansas. That's not going to happen. Celebrity stylist and class ambassador Lynn McKenna echoed this statement, saying, these conversations are important, not just in the fashion industry, but across society, to ensure women feel empowered to express themselves and live authentically. Once again, no one cares about these old, over-the-hill, valueless women. We don't. McKenna also highlighted the aspirations of women. Women want to feel confident and represented, no matter their age or life stage, she stated. Women in this period of their lives should feel at the height of their fabulousness. No, 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 no. It has been thoroughly stated by men across the age spectrum. The preference for women is between 21 to 24 at max, 25 at max. And that's men from 20s all the way to 70s. Why? Because we know that biologically she is at her peak in looks and in fertility. However, all these old miserable broads who just refuse to just go off and leave the rest of society alone, oh, no, 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 no. They can't accept it. They refuse to accept it. But guess what, ladies? That is your lot. You have that biological clock. We as men don't. So, gentlemen, use that to your advantage. Build yourself up. Don't worry about the women in your age group. Don't worry about them. Fuck them. Well, fuck with them, but don't fuck with them, if you understand what I'm saying. Women in your age group should be put into something that Terrence Pop called the BAIL category. And BAIL is an acronym that stands for bang and immediately leave. Mm-hmm. Don't have relationships with women in your particular generation. Nope, nope, nope. Build yourself up. That way you can choose to have a younger woman. Now, I've always said this. Society has always tried to tie women's biological clock to men to get us to be with women in our own age group. However, no, more and more men have woken up and said, nah, that is not a good damn strategy. Now, this Lynn person puts out some feelings to let women feel fabulous, or should I say some tips to help women feel fabulous. Number one, confidence is everything. Choose comfortable clothes that boost your self-esteem. Quality over quantity. Invest in well-crafted garments for a more refined look. Embrace color. Bright hues can lift your appearance and mood. Fit is fundamental. Opt for clothes that flatter your shape rather than blindly following trends. Yeah, right. You see old women out here still in yoga pants and sports bras, no matter how horrible they look. Accessorize boldly, from jewelry to scarves and bags. Accessories can add intrigue to any ensemble. Update your hairstyle. Who's to say you can't rock a peroxide blonde look? A new haircut and color can work miracles. Pay attention to details. Never underestimate the power of a well-tailored jacket or a flawlessly ironed shirt. Have fun. Don't forget, your style is a reflection of who you are, and revel in celebrating you. Well, well, well. Oh, ladies, you old broads just refuse to accept the fact that you have aged out and nobody wants your old biscuits. Now, are there some men who will bang you? Yes. Yes, they will. They will do something that Terrence Pop said in another video. They will screw, nut, then bolt. That's where you are in life, you old broads. No one's writing a check against you. You had your chance. You probably have a graveyard of bodies that you've left in your wake. And guess what? None of them were good enough. So yeah, Mother Nature decided, you know what? I'm going to cull you from the rest of the women. Once you turn 35, yeah, your factory is about to be decommissioned. And once you hit menopause, guess what? Your womb becomes the Fukushima plant. Meltdown, bombed out, and depleted. Oh well, ladies, that's just nature, and no amount of social programming is going to change it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Personally, I find it absolutely hilarious that more articles are coming out about these old-ass, over-the-hill, post-war women complaining that they are no longer the apple of men's eyes. Oh well, ladies, you treat everyday average man like shit when you were young, and guess what? When you turn old, we get to return the favor. It is what it is. So you better understand this, you old miserable broads, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All of the social power that you enjoyed when you were young goes out at around 35. And after menopause, it definitely goes out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to pursue you and bow and scrape at you for any opportunity to be with you, that goes out right along with it. So yeah, you women, you just don't get it. We men have been telling you for the longest time, if you want to get married, you better do it all young. You want to have it all? Do it when you're young. But guess what? Oh, well, you women have decided you want to play another game. So guess what? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And a lot of you old broads, you've won that stupid ass prize called loneliness. Yeah, and it's all your fault. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am